Hello, listeners. My name is Robert Ganay, and I am going to discuss today my theory that behaviorist roots bring together a cognitive information processing perspective on learning and what good teachers do in their classrooms. I am a renowned professor of psychology, educational psychology, and a prominent theorist in the field of instructional design. My works had a profound influence on American education, the military, and industrial training. I wrote the book, The Conditions of Learning, that was first published in 1965. In my book, I identified the 9-step events of instruction. I feel that instruction is a set of planned external events that influence how learners learn and how that promotes learning. If you're interested in stimulus response, check out my theory on the 8 types of learning. I tested the concept of learning hierarchies by using simple arithmetic skill studies. My findings tended to support the notion of learning hierarchies. They also showed that learners hardly ever learn a higher skill without already knowing the lower skill. My theories made major impacts on thinking and theories in the education world, in which encouraged the sequencing of instruction that contributed to the development of the scientific approach to instruction. Teachers and instructors are still using my 9 instructional events when teaching in the classroom today. For example, a kindergarten teacher might gain attention by showing a variety of computer-generated objects like triangles. They would ask, "Which shape is this?" Assessing prior knowledge would come into play. Think about a time you've seen a triangle. Where did you see it? After that, the teacher would present the stimulus by defining the attributes of a triangle. Students would then be guided through learning by viewing examples of triangles. Then they would create triangles using Play-Doh. All the while, the teacher is walking around providing feedback to the students as to whether or not the shape they're creating is in fact a triangle. The teachers would assess the students' performance by using a scoring guide. After that, the teacher works with the students on retaining the knowledge as to what makes the triangle that shape. In the future, my theories of design will continue to be a major contributor of the other design models. Some design models that I have influenced already are the instructional transaction theory and the elaboration theory. My role in instructional design is extremely unlikely to discontinue, especially when it comes to learners being dependent on past learning, stimulation, and control of external events, expedited instruction, and the use of sequenced instructional strategies. These ideas are due in large part to my theories. In conclusion, I have just discussed with you my theory that the behaviorist roots are brought together through a cognitive information processing perspective on learning and how good teachers use it in their classrooms. After all, I am a renowned professor of psychology, educational psychology, and instructional design.